Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
What a half an hour we have for you. Love Sport, the station giving fans a voice. We've got your team covered with Churchill Business Insurance. And there is so much to talk about where Derby County are involved at the minute. Two games for us to talk about, actually. And it's two games in which the scoreline was the same, but in reverse. A great win for Derby against Blackburn on the weekend, bouncing back from that cup defeat at the hands of Man United. But that's where this show starts tonight, because I am delighted to say I am joined by Simon Long, Rams writer. Simon, always good to get you on. We have to talk about that super clash on Thursday with the Red Devils at Pride Park. Not the return Rooney wanted, and not the scoreline either.
No, it wasn't. But I think, in hindsight, it was never going to be an easy game. It would have been a fairy tale if we'd won, and, you know, and Rooney scored potentially. But you're looking at, you know, a team that's fifth in the Premier League, that's playing well, that's on good form. They've not conceded a goal in the FA Cup. And it's a big, big ask, you know, to go there and, well, for them to come to us and you know, for us to play and try and play them off the park like we would a normal Championship side. So it's a big ask. And, you know, the team selection was questioned, made four changes, three outfield changes, and obviously the goalkeeper was probably always going to be changing. Ruiz has come back in. But it was just something about pairing of Evans and Forsyth. I think they got the fans a little bit confused. But again, you know, Cocu's the manager and Wisdom was ill, so he was never going to, well, so he was unavailable. So that's why Evans stepped in. Now, fair play to let Evans come in. Evans has obviously been out injured for a while now. He's just regained some match fitness, and I don't think there's any room for him in midfield to play. So, you know, he played at centre-back at Man City Academy, so let's see what he can do at centre-back for us, because we are short on centre-back. Yeah. And he didn't, you know, overall, they didn't have a bad game. I thought we played well. And we got to see my guy, the guy I've been raving about for pretty much all season, Louis Sibley, who was probably Derby's man of the match, because he was absolutely phenomenal. I loved watching him rattle McTominay. Even Eric Bailly got involved. And, you know, like the kid's 18 years of age and he performs like that against Manchester United. You can't ask for much more. Apart from he was unlucky that he didn't score as well.
Yeah, well, he did score in that Blackburn game. And I was kind of saving the Louis Sibley moments because we know it was an absolute corker, a thunder strike on the weekend. And Simon, obviously, I'm aware and I'm keeping up to date on all your social media. I do have to admit, I enjoy all of the little videos you post on Twitter. And I have to be fair to you, you've always raved about Louis Sibley all season and the prospect he can be. And we will cover that. But on that Man United game, you know, the scoreline maybe doesn't do Derby it doesn't do it fair. You know, it's not of interest to them because obviously they had their chances in the game. It was just a shame that Man United actually scored just before half time. But there wasn't just chances for Rooney in that game. Waghorn had chances, Marriott had a chance. You know, they were in this tie, weren't they?
We were, and that was the thing. I mean, I think for the first 20 minutes 25 minutes of each half, Derby were on top, and that we really gave them the game. But it's just that level, isn't it? You can't afford to miss chances. You have to take those chances when you get them. And unfortunately, that's you know, that's just what we didn't do. We didn't take the chances. I think Romero pulled off some really good saves for Man United, and the goals. I mean, the first one, Luke Shaw's goal, took a deflection off Lingard's back, and had it not taken out deflection, I think it would have been saved by Ruse, but the deflection made it loop and it could have gone anywhere, and it bounced into the top corner. And then to concede the way we did just before half time with Igalo, we had to be stronger in defence there. You know, we showed our defensive vulnerability again. And he bags the second goal, and you think, well, that's it now. That's probably tie over. I can't see Man United, you know, throwing away a 2-0 lead. But we came out in the second half, and we really gave him a game again. And we dominated a large part of that second half. And like you say, Waghorn had a chance from about 6 yards of his head, and you know, it's just gone past the post. Marriott late on, again, tested the fingers of Romero. We did look good. And considering at least 6-7 of them players were academy products, losing 3-0 to Man United may be what it says, but it doesn't tell the full picture, because we were in that game and we really gave them a show, and we showed what we're all about. And what's good is the fact that the academy prospects that we're trying to build this team around showed how good they are on, you know, in front of millions of people on their TV screens. But also showed you know, Premier League club like Man United what they're all about. And if Mel Morris wants to make money off his academy, then what better way to do it?
Yeah, I want to talk about the academy products as well, because we're seeing actually how many of those players are coming to prominence this season. We know how well, me and you have spoken at length, how good Derby have done in the Premier League youth this season. And now we're seeing a couple of those prospects come into the first team. And you said you was in that Man United tie, and you exactly were. You had chances, and we know how good that home form is. And we're talking about a Derby side who potentially in the next couple of seasons under Cocu could be up there and challenging. And it kind of showed that this is a Man United team. They're in great form at the minute, up to fifth, you know, a 10-game unbeaten run, that the gulf wasn't that big. And Derby have a wonderful history at the minute, Simon, of reaching the fifth round in the FA Cup, but they also have an unfortunate history where they cannot get past that stage. They've now played in 6 fifth round ties since 1999 and have failed to reach the quarterfinals on each occasion. Why is that?
We all seem to get Man United.
Well, that is kind of true. You faced them quite a lot in recent seasons.
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest. I mean, and then we've had some unfortunate games. I think we played Reading, I think it was, a few seasons back, and I think we lost them like 3-2 at home. But we had 10 men for most of that game, and we dominated. But obviously, eventually the 10 men it was too much. But I don't know. I mean, I think it's tough when you're in the Championship, especially. You've got your sights set on other things. You've got your sights set on promotion, on playoffs. And I think the FA Cup, you know, it sort of may take a slight back burner. And I felt, to be honest, this season, you know, with where we were at before the weekend, I thought, you know what, let's put playoffs on a back burner and let's try and get, you know, have a really good cup run, because we saw last season we can upset the big teams. We knocked out Southampton, we knocked out Man U, you know, we saw that, and we can match these Premier League sides that come and play against us. It's just, I think, especially like I say, when you're in the Championship, you've got other priorities. And you know, I think we were very unfortunate against Manchester United. We came up against a really good and a really strong Manchester United. When you're playing, you know, the likes of Bruno Fernandes running at you, he's revolutionised them recently, Fernandes has, and he was part of everything they did. You know, fair play to the likes of Jadon Bogle, who was marking him. I actually think he did really well against him, and against Luke Shaw. And that goes for the other kids, you know, Max Bird in midfield. Max Bird playing with Wayne Rooney in midfield against Manchester United, and he didn't look out of place. He didn't look like he couldn't handle himself. So it's really, you know, positive things to see out of that. Yeah, we didn't get the result. We can't seem to escape the fifth round, but there's a lot of positives to take out of that game.
A lot of positives to take out of that game. And obviously, you're saying, let's put the Championship on the back burner at the minute. But, you know, we aren't talking about sort of the business end of the season now. And it was Blackburn on the weekend. Derby winning this game. Important that they did show a bounce back of sorts from that Man United defeat. But what's interesting for me, Simon, is Blackburn are being spoken about, or were being spoken about, as maybe one of the teams, though dark horses, to gatecrash those playoff places. One team always comes from left field to claim a place, and yet Derby have gone and beat them. And I know me and you, we've gone back and forth on this train, have we? Haven't we? Derby have got where they're going to make it. You're already laughing. No, they're not quite on. We're looking to year two. Now we're talking about a Derby side who, with still plenty of games to go, have beaten a potential rival in playoffs, and not only that, are only 5 points behind those playoff places, Simon.
It's happening.
Oh, you've changed.
I've changed, but you know what?
I can't believe that. I'm shocked.
I have been adamant all season with you and said, no,
we're really disappointed.
Somewhere in the mid-table. But my heart started to talk better, more than my head is at the moment. And I'm thinking, 5 points, that's nothing.
Simon, how can I believe anything you ever tell me in the future? At 8:43 on a Monday night, you've now told me you've changed your tune.
What? I'll back it up. The reason why is last season, right, we had 5 games to go and we needed 5 points to get into the top six. And we did it. We had a great run in towards the end of the season. And we beat Bristol, we drew at Swansea, and then we had the dramatic last game against West Brom. And we made the top six. We've now got 9 games to go, and we're only 5 points off. So my heart's going, you know what? If we continue to play the way we are playing at the moment, we can beat any side put in front of us. Plus, 7 of them 9 games are against teams that are above us, teams that are either in the playoff or in the mix of the playoff. And, yes, it includes West Brom, Leeds. But I feel if we can get 7 wins out of our last 9 games, then we can get the playoffs. And I think that would be one of the most remarkable achievements in Championship football for the season that Derby County have had, if they can get playoffs this season.
Well, that's exactly it. And we're talking about a Derby County not only maybe getting a playoff spot, but a team that's brilliant at home form and yet maybe still getting that spot on the basis of that poor away form, and yet Derby are still in the mix. Let's talk about that Blackburn game, because I know that you have championed young Louis Sibley all season. He backed you up. He went and got that goal. What a goal it was. I mean, that one was straight out of the gods, wasn't it?
It was. It was absolutely. I've seen him do it for the under-23s, the under-19s, 18s. And I know what he's got in his locker. But before the game, I tweeted, Louis Sibley, Chris Martin started, thanks for the 3 points. That wasn't a prediction. That was a spoiler.
That crystal ball working, looking into the future. But we are talking, there's so much I want to talk about this game. Obviously, Louis Sibley and what a debut, what a coming to the fore it was for him. We could talk about Chris Martin, but we can also talk about the players performing without Wayne Rooney and actually showing they can do it. But you mentioned it earlier on in the show season. For me, and this has been Derby's highlight this season, just how good those youngsters are. We're talking about all of the youngsters coming through. These academy prospects, the talent, the potential. Simon, this for Derby fans must be something that they are absolutely salivating over.
Yeah, they are. And we're starting to believe now, because there's a lot of apprehension, even for myself, is how are we going to build this squad out of, half the academy side? But that apprehension is now turning, and it's turned into positivity and thinking, what we can. I look at Louis Sibley, and I watched him as a 16-year-old playing a pre-season friendly, and he stood out more than anybody, and he was playing with senior players. And I said at the time, this guy's going to the top. This guy is a top talent. And to finally see him get his first league start for us, for me, it was brilliant. And the way he scored that goal, It epitomises sort of what he is, because he's got that in the locker. As soon as he got the ball off Waggon, I said, go on, have a go. And he does, and he smashes it in top bins. And I've never screamed so loud in my life to celebrate, I swear to God. But it goes without saying, there's a lot of talent in that academy. A lot of talent, And we're seeing the ones that have come through, Jason Knight, Max Bird. They've all come through. Bogle came through last season. Lowe's another academy product. I look at Whittaker, who's sort of on the fringes at the minute. obviously Louis Sibley. But then I look at the 23s now, and I'm looking at players like Josh Schonibar, Archie Brown, Jordan Brown, Reece Hepburn, the Russian Hepburn Murphy is not ours, but I think he's a free agent in the summer from Aston Villa, and I think we might wrap him up. And Jamal Hector Ingram. There's all these players sort of coming through. I look at the 18s, Aaron Cashin, the centre-back. Another player that, we're looking and thinking, you know what, yeah, there's a future going on here. You know, there's definitely something that we can build out of this whole squad, this whole team. Derby County starts from like the under-8s and it goes up to the first team. And we can pick players out of each of them that will go, you're going to make it. Because when you see in football, you get a lot of young kids, young academy lads, and you can see them perform for the under-23s or the reserves or whatever, and you think they could make it. They step into the first team, and you don't see them again. I look at Charles Vernon. Charles Vernon, the player that we had on our books a couple of years ago, we signed a contract. All of a sudden, we sold him. Bizarre for me. Now he's playing for Grimsby Town, but he's scoring goals for fun down in the lower leagues. And he's another player that he was a Derby Academy product, and he's showing his talent. And for me, I felt that were we right to let him go? I think he's another one that will be in the Championship sooner or later. So we have got an academy. We have got a setup that says, right, this is how we train the academy players. They train like this, they train like that, they train like that. All of a sudden, when they get plucked out and go, right, you train with the first team now, they know exactly what they're doing. And we've seen that with the players that have come in. They've not looked out of place at all because they know exactly what they're doing, exactly what's needed of them, because right from the top down to the bottom, everything is exactly the same. And this is the model that Koku and his team and the rest of the coaching staff, like your Darren Walsh, your Justin Walkers, that is what they are building.
Yeah, absolutely. And I am loving this. Normally, it's me who's trying to get Simon in a positive mood. Tonight, he has won me over, not just the youngsters. The playoff race is well and truly on. There is no stress. It's only joy and jubilation coming from Simon. But you can take out the stress out of managing your business with Churchill. Churchill's standard policy provides 1 million of public liability cover with access to our 24/7 legal helpline, not to mention a range of add-ons including cover for your tools, your business equipment, personal accidents, and employer's liability insurance. So visit the public liability page on churchill.com. Churchill is underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Love Sport.
You're listening to the Derby County Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, joined with my co-host Simon Long from the Rams Writer. And you can join us as well. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. You can WhatsApp on the same number. Get in touch tonight. Join the show. Come on air with us. Put a question to Simon and myself. Are you also getting very excited as the Rams maybe head into those playoff places? Because Mr. Simon Long, well, he has changed his tune. But as the captain of this show, he can do so. Simon, I want to talk about not only a brilliant performance on the weekend, but that brilliant performance, like we said, no Wayne Rooney, and the players showing that they can do it, because that was kind of a big question mark, maybe from the media or social media hanging over the team, like it was Wayne Rooney who was lifting this team to those performances.
Yeah, it was. I mean, as soon as I saw the team news, I didn't even notice that he wasn't playing. It wasn't until I looked second glance, I thought, where's Rooney? And I thought, oh, this is going to be a tough game now. I thought it was going to be a tough game anyway. You know, I thought, you know, Blackburn, you know, the 3 points off the playoffs, they're going to come and give us a game. And then to not have Rooney as well, you think, you think, right, now you've got to see where we're at. Because obviously, we started playing better and improving, and the kids started improving when Rooney came into the side. So to get them to do this, you know, perform the same without him in the side, you always felt it was going to be a big ask, but they went above and beyond, and they proved, yeah, they can still do it. Rooney does have a massive impact on this team, but we're all singing off the same hymn sheet now. You know, with or without Rooney, you know, we showed that, yeah, we are still a force to be reckoned with. Yeah, of course you'd like Rooney inside because of what he brings. But we've got players that can come in and step up their game, because they all stepped up their game yesterday. I think it was the first time, you know, all season that number 1 to 11, you couldn't fault anybody, because that's how good we played. And it just shows that, you know, they're serious about this advance to try and get playoffs. You know, they're not shirking away from it. They know what's at stake. They know now. I think, especially playing on the Sunday as well, when they saw the results come in, they think, you know what, we get a win tomorrow, we're 5 points off playoffs. Let's go make a game of this. And that's the attitude, and that's the commitment they've got to have now for the rest of the season. And that's why I'm saying, you know, playoffs are still very achievable, but it's down to how the players apply themselves. And if they're willing to apply themselves and give everything, you know, and perform like they did on Saturday, both home and away, for the rest of the season, then I don't see why we can't get playoffs.
Well, it's Millwall away next on Saturday. And I know Derby fans enjoyed Millwall's recent performance. Heads are gone, I think, was the certain headline, because beating Forest 3-0, a big dent maybe for Forest's playoff places. That could be a double prize for Derby crashing the playoffs and maybe Forest falling away. But it is Millwall. What are you making of the contest? And quite also interesting remarks from Gary Rowett, saying that obviously we won't be able to outplay Derby. We just need to be smarter than them.
Gary Rowett loves playing head games, doesn't he? you know what you're going to expect. When you go to the Den, it's an intimidating place. You know, the fans there are unreal, and they make it horrible for any teams that come there. But I think, you know, they've got to ignore that fact. They've got to ignore the fans. They've got to go with that with the mindset that says, yeah, we're probably going to get a bit of a kick in here. Because, you know, overall, you know, no one will do that. There's a history of doing that. But that's the way they play. You know, they play full out, you know, all guns blazing. But we know what Gary Rowett brings. Gary Rowett has got them set up defensively well. Now, no team's gone there and scored more than 2 goals against them all season. Themselves, you know, they were sort of going through a bit of a sticky patch where they weren't really conceding, weren't really scoring. I expected a tight game. I thought it was going to be like a 1-0 on Friday when they played Forest. But, you know, I was hoping it was to nil all. But so it's going to be, I think it's going to be another tight game. You know, we've not had the best luck in London all season. And we've not won at the Den now since, I think it was about 2013, where we won 5-1. But I do think it's a Gary Rowett side, and, you know, I think, you know, they came to Pride Park and beat it, so we need to get some revenge on that. And I think I think we'll see squad rotation again, because I think we need to get the right character of player in there. I think it might be tough on, you know, some of the certain young lads to go there, to go to a ground like that and get kicked around for 90 minutes, plus have the fans on the back with everything they do. So I'm expecting a very tight game. And I think it's going to be something like a 1-0. I don't know. You know what? I really can't call this game. This to me was sort of like the really tough game, the one that you think you can go there, you can get a win, or you can go there and come home with nothing. And it's London, but we have just been in Sheffield Wednesday away, so we've got another away victory in the bag. If we are serious about chasing down that top six, then we need to go with the same application. And yeah, Gary Rowett says they won't be able to outplay us. No, they probably won't. But we've got to find a way to outplay their defence, because that's what they're going to bring. And that's what we need to be streetwise to and smart to. And I think if we can play our football and keep Matt Smith quiet, you know, because he's their danger, and we know what they're going to do. They're going to lump balls into the box towards him, and he's going to put his head on it every time. But what we're seeing, though, is what Cocker's trying to do is we like to flood the left-hand side, and that means Chris Martin getting in space on the left-hand side. It then opens up space for the likes of Lee Sibley, if he's playing, to get forward, the likes of Waghorn to get forward, the likes of Bogle to get forward and crowd out that right-hand side, and that's where we'll get goals from.
Well, Simon, very quickly, before we run out of time, just very quick score prediction from you for the Millwall game.
I'm going 1-0 Derby.
1-0 Derby. What I wanted to hear and to end on the Derby County fan show. We will be back at the same time with Simon Long Ramsrider, 8:30 to 9 on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.